The most sustainable way to love fashion isn't to stop shopping. It's to simply change the way you shop. So, change the way you shop with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest, most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Every item kept in motion extends the life cycle of luxury and keeps it out of landfills. So, whether you shop secondhand on TheRealReal.com or exclusively purchase pieces you can sell back into rotation later, pass it on when you're done by selling it with The RealReal. You'll get money to shop Loewe, Celine, Prada, and more new-to-you finds. Then, repeat the cycle, guilt-free. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. And only for the month of April, earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started and earn $100 extra this Earth Month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Back to One-on-One with DP. Sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation on 93.7 The Ticket.
He painted his face. He painted his face. Spot pumped up his muscles. Tied tassels on. Pulled up his hair. He was Warrior Bach. He was the ultimate Bach. The ultimate Bach Warrior. Bach can't serve. You would please pay the bills. Pay the bills.
Absolutely. This hour is sponsored by our friends at Schwizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Schwizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at Schwizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Schwizo Construction.
Thank you, kind sir. Warrior, sir.
Warrior.
Warrior. How do you spell that, UW? W-A-R-Y-E-R, Warrior. I was like, get him. For you folks on YouTube, I do want to get through that some of the big issue would be that there's excuses for everything. The frustration, Loose Astle says, the thing that frustrates me is that Rule has an excuse for everything.
By the way, don't say that guy's name again.
Oh, sorry. Gotcha.
It's a joke.
Yeah, I understand, but. He deserved that for
he got it. Yeah, for he the got effort. In. He did it.
Yeah. Jeremy says this. How is the first move not big guys? 3-year starter O-line is visiting today. Those are valid questions. Mr. Blitzkrieg says, should I start wearing my hat backwards? Okay, so just for the record, so everybody knows. Bach. I am a hat backwards guy. Mm. In full. Have been for 35 years. I think it's a nothing burger. As a coach, half the time when I'm coaching, I don't know which way the bill of my cap is working. Sometimes if I have a headphone, I want it backwards. Right? In game, I want it forward so I can pull it forward and it just sits on the bill. Right? So imagine like we're sitting here with these headphones that if you're watching it and I have the bill of the cap, when I pull it forward like that, it'll sit on the brim. Mm. Right? Right? If not, and I slide it back and I have the hat on backwards, it holds the headset in place. It sits on the backwards brim. If it's sunny out, sun out of my eyes, hat forward, sunglasses. If I'm indoors, no sun in my eyes, hat backwards, no disrespect intended to anybody. And guess what? I care the same amount when I'm coaching, whether the hat is forward or backwards. Sometimes one of my players will make a play where I'll throw my hat. And I'll put it on based on how I feel. If it's a good throw, I'll probably put it on backwards. Whew, I'm watching something good. Bad throw, sometimes bill of the hat forward, Bach, singles the focus. Whatever way a coach decides to wear the hat.
The most sustainable way to love fashion isn't to stop shopping. It's to simply change the way you shop. So, change the way you shop with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest, most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Every item kept in motion extends the life cycle of luxury and keeps it out of landfills. So, whether you shop secondhand on TheRealReal.com or exclusively purchase pieces you can sell back into rotation later, pass it on when you're done by selling it with The RealReal. You'll get money to shop Loewe, Celine, Prada, and more new to you finds. Then repeat the cycle, guilt-free. Sell to shop, shop to sell with The RealReal. And only for the month of April, earn $100 extra when you sell with The RealReal. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started and earn $100 extra this Earth Month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
I'm okay.
But is that a, because I think that, you know, it takes kind of the context out of it where he called Coach Phil Snow the Yoda on the staff, first of all. Thought that was weird. No, not enough attention to that. But he called him that, right? And then Snow said he needs to put his hat backwards and play, you know, coach the defensive line. And he did, and that's fine and all, and I like that. But then when you go into the game and you do it, and then your defense looks worse than it did all year,
you're accountable for it.
Yeah, then it's not a fun little gimmick switch deal at that point.
So every coaching staff has a Yoda. The old guy that's been around, that's seen every version of it, literally can whisper a thing that somebody has forgotten. Probably a little outdated, but quite frankly, you need that wisdom in the room. They have a couple. Phil Snow, Ron Brown, like those are folks that, quite frankly, they've seen it through it all. Fine and dandy. Some would say the backwards hat means we're going to work.
That was the hope. Yeah.
Like, we're going to work.
Implication, yeah.
We're going to work. Listen, hat backwards. Let's go. Let's get after it. Sometimes hat down. If I tuck my hat down, just like, I think Dave Stewart from the A's pitching, that all you could see underneath was the eyes. That's what sometimes, but coaches are different. So whatever your way is, whatever your think is, whatever your thing is, do your thing. I'm not telling anybody who comes in here how to wear their hat. Is the job being done? Now, if you're wearing the hat backwards and the job's not being done, I'm going to say something. If the hat's forward and you're not doing your job, hey, Bach, I'm going to say something.
Can I wear my hat sideways?
Well, you wore your hat backwards. Your wife thought it was good looking. You wore your hat backwards.
I did because Matt Rule.
Right. Yeah. But you understand, right?
That, yeah.
That sometimes, you know, and somebody told him, hey, Matt, you look 5 years younger with your hat backwards. You look kind of cool with your hat backwards. Why not? Like, so anyway, there was so much of that spent. Simple. Over the top, Stallone. Absolutely, Sundo. Great pull. Stallone movie, Over the Top, where he's a trucker and an arm wrestler.
Oh yeah.
And when it came time to lock down, turn that hat backwards. I'm old enough to remember when people gave Ken Griffey Jr. grief because the kid wore his hat backwards, and it was some old weird thing. And then I listened to people talk that it was disrespectful to baseball to wear, turn your hat around, get off my lawn. I don't like the DH, all the things. Stop. You don't want to wear your hat. You don't like people wearing hat backwards. Don't wear your hat backwards. You want to wear your hat backwards? Wear your hat backwards. Why? Who are you to tell another grown man how to wear his hat? Bach, if I came in and told you, hey, Bach, turn your hat around, you would look at me like he has lost his ever-loving mind. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, you know, simple biz. From the text line, the folks were adamant that we should talk about everything. We should talk about Runzas. We should talk about pizza. We should be talking about Husker wrestling. We should talk about Husker hoops. Michigan State's in town. And listen, Coach Izzo doesn't need a lot of hype. They don't need a lot of hype. Everybody in Lincoln. And if you're going to the game tonight, text that you're going to the game. If you're going to the game tonight, just let us know. I want to know. And if you're not going to the game, where are you watching the game? Right? And then if you're watching, if you're going to the game, will you wear your hat backward in the game? Will you do that? Can that be a new thing? We started with headbands. But can we have the... So maybe, Bach, that's what we'll do in 2026 at some point, is to have backwards ticket hats.
How are we going to ensure that they're worn backwards?
Well, no, to put a sponsor on the back.
Mm, nothing on the front.
Well, you put the ticket logo on the front, okay. But you have the sponsor logo on the back. So somebody can put their name right out front and have all the all you breakers, right? How about that? That's what I'm going to do, Bach. Baseball hats with breakers on the back.
Oh yeah.
So they have to turn them around. With ticket on the front, breakers on the back. What do you think?
That's a pretty good idea. Yeah.
Right.
That'd be a good. Yeah. People right? want
if,
that one.
If I got you and Farley hats that said Bach in the black shirt on the back and ticket on the front, how would you wear it?
Yeah, you gotta wear it. Yeah, yeah, my word,
that's
the back.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to build bent or flat. Listen, if you wear your grown man hat unbent, it tells me you are. It's the funny thing, right? I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, now you've got hat rules.
Well, right. I'm telling you, it just lets me know who you are. I'm okay with bent or flat. Me personally, I like it built because the flat ones as an outfielder with an afro. If I wore my hat flat, as soon as I took off, not to say I was explosive, but Bach, when I took off, that hat was going to fly off. That hat was going to fly off. So I bent it so I could keep. And it also helped break sun. So if I turned to my head to my right, that meant that the sun was sitting on the left, and that bill of the cap bent down would provide me some vision. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right? So if a ball's hit to the gap to my left, to my glove hand, that bent bill provides me extra work with the sunshades or the flip downs so that I can turn away and find the ball within the sun and still track. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like there's an actual reason for bending or not bending. I'm okay with it all there. I'm a member of the bent bill club. That's just me. That's just me. There. All right, Bach, we'll go to one final break, come back final segment before we hand it over to Bach and the black shirt here on The Ticket.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.